NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And it is Friday, time for Indicators of the Week. And this week, we have asked Connor Senn to join us. He is an investment advisor and former hedge fund analyst. He also writes for Bloomberg Opinion. And when I caught up with him this morning, he sounded a little flustered, said he was talking to me from his car.
A little crazy morning.
Yeah, I mean, my three-year-old in particular, you just never know what you're going to get from him in the morning.
You just dropped your kids off, is that right?
Yeah.
So you're like in the daycare parking lot. I don't know. Do you see anything interesting through like economic lenses?
At the daycare parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I guess, you know, by having daycare, I'm freed up to call people like you. So that's a mechanism for how daycare can help drive productivity growth.
That is true. That is true. I mean, indicators are everywhere. You know, they really are. But Connor, you brought us a special indicator of the week that has nothing to do with daycare, but apparently does have something to do with cars, and I've heard it's good news, so I'm looking forward to hearing that right after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot, who wants to help businesses create remarkable end-to-end experiences for their customers. Co-founder Dharmesh Shah says that means understanding where customers are coming from and meeting them there.
Customers' expectations have changed. The internet was not invented last year, 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. They're dealing with other businesses all the time. It can't be just about here's what's convenient for me to deliver as a service. You have to use technology to make it convenient for the customer.
Stay tuned after the podcast to hear more about HubSpot's CRM platform solution.
Connor Senn, investment advisor and columnist at Bloomberg Opinion, talking to us from the daycare parking lot. What is your indicator of the week?
It's the Manheim Used Vehicle Index, which sounds really exciting, I know. But there actually is a reason why it is quite exciting.
Okay.
It's related to inflation. And so everyone's been really concerned about inflation over the past few months.
Yeah, inflation is basically prices rising.
Exactly. And it spooked the Federal Reserve in their June meeting to talk about maybe interest rate increases earlier than people expected, which spooked the markets. And a lot of that ties back to used vehicle prices in a strange way.
Really?
Yes. So used vehicles are only 3% of the overall inflation index. But because of all the funkiness in the auto industry over the past years, used vehicle prices are up 30% in the past year. So that little small chunk of the inflation index has actually contributed a full percent to the overall measure of inflation.
Okay, so walk me through this. 3% of the inflation index used cars. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's sort of a measure of what consumers spend on various stuff. So housing might be a third. And used vehicles would be about 3%.
Okay. And what happened to that number?
It's gone up 30% in the past year.
What?
And there are a couple reasons for this. So basically, if you bought like a 2014 car new, you might be able to get for it, you know, right now what you paid for it back then, even though it's a six-year-old car.
That's crazy. So what does this tell you? What do you see when you look at this number?
So the reason why they're so expensive is because the production of new cars has gone down so much, which then pushes people into the used market, which has driven up prices there.
Okay. From what I understand, there was like a microchip shortage. Is that what caused the slowdown in production of new cars?
There are a few things. So that's the one that's currently weighing on it. Last spring, when everything shut down, they shut down the factories and social distancing meant they couldn't produce as many cars. And then also, you know, people got stimulus checks, which enabled them to buy cars. And also the rental car companies sold off their fleets last summer because nobody was renting a car. And so they ran out of cars, and then they've been trying to get back into the market to restock. So it's sort of a variety of factors that have led to this.
Also, I think a lot of people bought a car or wanted a car all of a sudden because it was a way to travel
right
in like lockdown and quarantine.
Maybe you left the city and bought a house in the suburbs, and now you need a car or two. So that's been another factor.
Okay, so demand for cars is going crazy. This is all leading to an increase in used car prices.
Well, so the exciting thing is the June reading indicator just came out, and it fell for the first time since all this started.
Okay, I am looking at the index now. It looks like it fell by 1.3% in June compared to May. Let's go ahead and call that our indicator of the week, a 1.3% month-over-month decrease in the Manheim Used Vehicle Value Index. Connor, you got to tell us what is going on here. Why are the prices of our like 2007 Honda Accords falling? What is happening?
Well, it could be that prices have gotten so high that some people are like, this is insanity. I'm not going to pay these prices. Production is slowly improving. Maybe demand is falling off as stimulus checks are now in the past. And so all these factors sort of temporary insanity doesn't tend to last. And maybe we've hit that point in used vehicles.
So you mentioned that you thought this was maybe good news. Why is this good news?
Because to the extent that policymakers are worried about inflation, this should give them peace of mind that this truly is a temporary thing. It's not going to last.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think this is like a little signal, like a bellwether that like things are going to be okay, that prices are going to come back down.
Exactly.
That they're not going to keep going up. Why used cars? Like, why is this a good indicator of what's going to happen to prices elsewhere in the economy?
Just because it's been such a huge impact on the overall measure of inflation. And it's maybe one of the few markets where we can specifically say, this crazy thing happened. And that's why we're here where we are now. And we should expect that to normalize. Whereas maybe some other factors related to inflation, it's a little harder to say. I feel pretty confident that, 2007 Honda Accords are not going to be crazy expensive for the rest of time.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, what about, though, wages have been going up a lot? And isn't that an argument on the other side that maybe inflation is potentially a worry because people will have more money to spend on things like used cars and that could drive up the price?
That gets to sort of longer run factors. So things like rents are finally going up again. And so maybe 12, 18 months from now, after we roll off all these leases that were signed during the pandemic, rents have normalized or even gone higher due to higher wages, to your point. But it's just that, used cars have contributed so much to the measure of inflation that as that rolls off, that's going to have a huge impact on the data as a whole and at least give us maybe a 6 to 12 month reprieve.
So it's like a little sign that maybe everything's going to be okay, inflation-wise.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Do you like look at cars differently now after all this?
It's always interesting when you have these idiosyncratic dynamics and things go crazy for a while. And it's sort of a fun thing to analyze, but I do feel sympathy for people who are in the used car market and have to have a car now.
Okay. Because now is not the moment you would buy a car.
Definitely not. If you have two cars and you can sell one, this is sort of your time to get the peak price for your junker that you've been looking to trade in, maybe get an electric vehicle down the road.
You're in your car right now, right?
I am, yeah.
When did you buy your car?
2016.
Oh, I mean, are you tempted to sell it?
I thought about selling it and just roughing it with ride shares and, whatever for a few months.
Is there like a moment? Is there an indicator that like when it changes, you will?
I think if there was an electric car that I wanted now, I would do the trade. But I think I'm waiting another year or two on that. So I would sell a car. If you're undecided on selling a car, now's the time to sell from a market standpoint. But you've got to make sure that you're in a good spot after you do that.
Right, because then you have to buy a car.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right?
Because then you have
to replace it with something that might also be a little overpriced right now. So yeah, if you have an extra car, this is the moment to sell it.
Exactly.
Connor, thank you for joining us. Have a great weekend. And I guess, be on the lookout for some used cars.
All right, you too. Bye.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable with help from Josh Newell. It was fact-checked by Michael Hu. The Indicator's edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR.
The following message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot.
Dharmesh Shah, the co-founder of HubSpot, is on a mission to help millions of companies scale.
Step one is almost always just getting a better handle on that customer experience. Figure out what the points of friction are. You want people coming to your website, you want them converting into customers, but then you want to delight them. You want to make them really happy because a delighted customer is your best marketing team.
Dharmesh and his team know that in order to create a good user experience, businesses need to understand their target audience throughout the customer journey.
We knew that customers were expecting better experiences from the businesses that they were dealing with. It's not just the technology that needs to be integrated. These teams need to be integrated. Marketing and sales and service all need to be working together in order to best serve the customer. Because most of these tools have historically been separated. What HubSpot helps with is kind of bringing all of that together into one unified system. So what you have is a 360-degree view of the customer that helps you have a better conversation with the customer and helps them have a better experience with you.
To learn more about HubSpot's CRM platform or to read more about how to scale your business, go to HubSpot.com.